Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another episode of Cheese Please with yours truly, Snarf Dude.
And yours truly, Daffodil.
And it's a special show this week. It's,
it's the Plinky Plunk show.
It is your music class show from hell.
It's the Plinky Plunk show.
You could say. You remember those musical classes you took in school?
I didn't take any musical classes in school.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the listener.
Okay.
Okay. You remember those music classes you took in school, don't you? Yeah. You remember you were forced to play that instrument that you really didn't want to?
The chanter.
You wanted
the recorder.
You wanted the cool guitar, electric guitar, just like, well, all those rock stars. But no, you had to play this one.
So, the Plinky Plunk.
So, we're dedicating a show to the ukulele. What?
The Plinky Plunk.
Well, Plinky Plunk ukulele. I can't really pick on it too much, in all honesty, Daffodil, because, well, there's so many songs with ukulele in the name. And ukulele's being played. I didn't realize that.
It's actually kind of funny how we could actually find enough ukulele songs to do an entire ukulele show.
Well, you know, I mean, pretty much every piece of Hawaiian music has a ukulele in it, doesn't it?
Pretty much, but we're not playing a lot of Hawaiian music, strangely enough.
No, hey, we got celebrities on the show like Bette Midler and Dean Martin actually make this show.
I don't know if we can actually call Martin Mull a celebrity.
Never mind. We're starting out the show with that song called Onions, or I Love Onions, what we played before as another artist, but the Ukuleles of Halifax High decide to do their version. But we're starting off the show with something very appropriate. Wow, from 1930, we have Annette Henshaw and...
Love a ukulele.
There! I was going to say, that's your cue, but you want to say it again?
I love a ukulele on Cheese, Please!
Thank you.
music that gets you in the mood to do absolutely nothing. Well, maybe throw up. Cheese, please.
I don't like snails or toads or frogs or strange things living under logs, but I love onions. I don't like kids with crazy Ted. He's always jumping on my head, but I love onions. Onions, onions, oh, onions, onions, da 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 da.
With ukuleles, well, and their voices, the voices of behind the ukuleles, or something like that, of Halifax High and I Love Onions.
Where's Halifax High?
I don't know. I'm just reading the
darn thing. Someplace we picked up an album.
I don't know. I just read the titles. And it was an MP3, so I'm going by what was said.
True enough.
Okay.
You wanted to know something about ukuleles, or do you want to talk about the songs first? Go.
Songs first. You should know that, Daffodil. You've been around here a little. Okay. Annette Henshaw from 1930 and I Love a Ukulele. Right here on Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil. And now I'm going to tell you about the ukulele.
On our ukulele special.
It was developed in the 1880s, so the ukulele is quite old.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Wow, I didn't know that.
It's based on two small guitar-like instruments of Portuguese origin.
Oh, okay.
The cavaquinho and the rajeo. Rayo.
I bet you didn't pronounce that right.
That one, no. The first one, probably.
Okay, well, whatever. Give it
the
up.
The name roughly translates to jumping flea.
Oh, that makes me itchy. A jumping flea on my back or something.
In the 1960s, educator J. Chalmers Doan dramatically changed school music programs across Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Using the ukulele as an inexpensive and practical teaching instrument.
Hey, yeah, that sounds
so 50,000
okay.
School children and adults learned ukulele.
In Canada?
In Canada.
Oh, I bet that's where that song came from. That onion song.
I'm thinking it might have come from somewhere in Canada, too.
Well, makes sense. Anything else?
I'm just looking for something funny. Maybe we'll have something next time around.
Okay, fine. Let's just play
more music.
Yes. You know the funny thing, though? Every time I look at this ukulele word, it doesn't look like it's spelled right.
It's like the word piano. If you write down the word piano and you stare at it, it starts to look really, really, really misspelled, and you cannot figure out how it's supposed to be pronounced.
No, but can you make love to a ukulele?
I don't know that I would want to. It's kind of awkward.
Yeah, well, apparently Dean Martin would like to try. And making love ukulele style coming up shortly, but we're starting off with Bette Midler and Ukulele Lady right here on
Cheese Please.
She see another ukulele lady fool around. somebody else by and by to sing to. When it's cool and shady, well, the tricky wicky wack is woo woo woo. If you like the ukulele lady, ukulele lady, like you like me, like I like you, and we like her both the same. I'd like to say this very day, ukulele lady, like a you.
Dude, I snarfed! That should be my pledge name, Snarf! Ooh, let's play Ookie Pita! Snarf, go first!
Cheese!
Making love ukulele style, making love ukulele style,
making love,
making love
ukulele style. You need to be in whack kicky,
making love
ukulele style to a lovely ukulele serenade. When you love,
making love
ukulele style, with every note your heart will float
far away
to a tropic isle, while a ukulele tune is softly played.
Strolling along beneath the starlight, dreaming of love, a dream for two. Soon you will see her eyes are star bright
as the ukulele magic comes through. Now if you want to satisfy the one that you love all else above, take a tip and be sure you try the ukulele style of making love. Strolling along beneath the starlight, dreaming a lover's dream for two. Soon you will see her eyes are star bright as the ukulele magic comes through. Now if you wanna satisfy the one that you love all else above,
take a tip
and be sure you try the ukulele style of making love. Try the ukulele style of making love. Try the ukulele style of making love.
Cheese Please with Dean Martin and Making Love Ukulele Style. Before that, Bette Midler and Ukulele Lady. Right here on Cheese Please on our ukulele special. My name is Starf Dude.
I want to hear you say ukulele lady again.
Ukulele lady.
Yeah, you said ukulele lady. It was really funny.
Really? Wow. I'm going to have to listen the playback back. I
you
said,
will have to listen because you did. You messed it up.
I said ukulele lady?
You did.
Oh, no. It's ukulele lady.
With Bette Midler.
Yes. And Dean Martin making love to ukulele style. Anyway, we're continuing on our, ukulele special on the show. This is a once-in-a-lifetime event that yourself and, you.
And everyone who listens.
Yes. Is enjoying all these ukulele songs in one place.
Yes,
wow.
This is your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, and it's a little bit more wacky and weird than some weeks.
It seems that way. And you have more information on the ukulele, perhaps?
Actually, I was going to talk about someone we've got coming up next.
Oh, well, in that case.
Which is Ukulele Ike.
Oh, yes, Ukulele Ice.
Ukulele Ike.
Ukulele Ice.
Ike.
You know, like Vanilla Ice?
No.
Ukulele Baby? You know, ukulele Baby, like Ice Ice Baby? Maybe that works?
No, Ukulele Ike.
Okay, fine. Ukulele Ike. Anyway, tell more about Ukulele
Ike.
He's
actually Ike. Cliff Edwards.
Oh, Jiminy Cricket!
And strangely enough, I didn't know this. He's also the head crow in Dumbo. He sang If I See an Elephant Fly.
Really?
One of my favorite songs from The House of Mouse.
I know he was in Pinocchio as Jiminy Cricket.
Yes.
Cliff Edwards. He sang, when you wish upon a star.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway.
And he also was kind of ukulele player.
Oh, okay.
It was the cheapest instrument in the store. So okay. That's why he decided to play the ukulele.
Oh, well, that makes perfect sense. So what the heck, right? Anyway.
He made his first phonographic record in 1919.
Oh.
And he's done many pop and novelty hits.
Edison was still around back then, wasn't he?
He was.
Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Edwards passed away in 1971.
Oh, how unfortunate. But he left us a body of work that, well, we're going to explore one of them with Crazy People. Well, we're starting off with the British version of Spike Jones, you could say, back in around the same time, actually, around the 30s and 40s and 50s, George Formby. And keep your ukulele in your hand, right here on...
The Cheese Please Ukulele Show.
Now everybody's got a crazy notion of their own. Some like to mix up with the crowd, some like to be alone. It's no one else's business, as far as I can see. But every time that I go out, the people stare at me with my little ukulele in my hand. Of course the people do not understand. Some say, why don't you be a scout, why don't you read a book? But I get lots more pleasure when I'm playing with my uke. Of course I take no notice, you can tell. For mother's sound advice will always stand. She said, my boy, do what I say, and you'll never go astray if you keep your ukulele in your hand. Yes, son, keep your ukulele in your hand. While walking down the prom last night, as peaceful as can be, when some young girl said, what about a stroll down by the sea? She said her name was Jane and that she'd just come for the day. She looked so young and harmless that I couldn't turn away. So with my little ukulele in my hand, I took a stroll with Jane along the sand. We walked along for miles without a single care or frown. But when we reached the sand hill, she said, come on, let's sit down. I felt so shy and bashful sitting there, 'cause the things she said I didn't understand. She said, your love just turns me dizzy. Come along, big boy, get busy. But I kept my ukulele in my hand. Yes, sir, I kept my ukulele in my hand. Made up my mind that I'd get wed some 18 months ago. I also bought a book about the things you want to know. But just about a week ago, I got an awful fright. I had to get dressed quickly in the middle of the night. And with my little ukulele in my hand, I ran along the road for Dr. Brand. It didn't take him long to get his little bag of tools. I held his hat and coat and let him have my book of rules. Out of the bedroom door he looked and smiled. Said, come inside and see your wife and child. My heart it jumped with joy. I could see it was a boy, for he had a ukulele in his hand. Oh, baby, he had a ukulele in his hand.
Do that one more time. Ow! Ow!
Cheese.
Crazy people. Crazy people. Crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Daffy people, goofy people, dizzy people like me go nutty over things that you do. When we are underneath the moon above, you have me acting like a loon. It must be love, sweet love. Crazy people, crazy people, crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Lovebirds of a feather, always get together. It's an old, old custom of the heart. That's the reason, maybe, that I call you baby. I guess we're each other's counterpart. People like me go crazy over people like you. Daffy people, goofy people, dizzy people like me go nutty over things that you do. Don't mind me if I rave a lot, sweet angel child. It's just a habit that I've got. You drive me wild, I'm so wild. Crazy people, crazy people, crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Very, very crazy people.
Yay! Yeah! Crazy! Crazy!
I don't think it's that kind of crazy.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That might be the kind of crazy you do best, but I don't think that's the kind of crazy they're talking about.
Oh, Ukulele Ike, also known as Cliff Edwards, also known as I can't
Jiminy Cricket.
Thank you. And
also known as the Head Crow in Dumbo.
Wow, I just went a little crazy. My tongue wouldn't work when I wanted it to.
And that's been happening throughout the entire show. It's just getting worse as we get to the end.
Thanks a lot. George Formby, before that, keep your ukulele in your hand with Snarf Dude and Daffodil on the Cheese Please Ukulele Special.
It is.
Oh, wow. It's almost time to go.
We're down to our last ukulele song.
Any quick tidbits about the ukulele?
No, I'm done talking about the ukulele.
I promise, I swear on this, piece of wood here in front of the van here, that we will never have a magic organ special.
Don't make promises you may never not be able to keep.
I am promising right now we will never have a magic organ special. We will have this ukulele special. Maybe even a flying saucer special again. But never, never, never a magic organ special.
Your fingers are crossed.
Yes. And on that note, let's end off the show with Martin Mull and Ukulele Blues. Until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for this week's amazing episode of Cheese Please. Please come back and join us again next week for more Wacky the Warped and the Weird with your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Goodbye!
Now, I'm going to be doing this for you folks listening at home. Hear all those laughs? Isn't that great? You know why they're laughing. What I'm using here is my ukulele, which was the first thing I ever owned, and a little baby bottle I used to carry around with me at that time. And see if I can get it on for you here. I remember you have to stamp your foot first. I want to remember. 1, 2, 3. Okay. I feel so bad. Lord, have mercy. Tell the truth now. Granddaddy down on the Delta in Cleveland, Lake Erie. You tell me all about it, son, okay?
Oh.
I call him a granddad. A granddad, yeah. He still don't answer. Better call him again. That ought to do it. No, he still don't answer. What are you gonna do? Better call him again now. Yeah. That did it. Here he come now. He's so happy, too. He just sold a house. Here's a little tune he taught me. The words are his. I woke up this afternoon. I saw both cars were gone. I woke up this afternoon, Lord, mommy. I saw both cars were gone. I felt so low down deep inside. I threw my drink across the lawn. I felt so low down deep inside. I threw my drink. What'd you do now? Tell me about it. Come on, Lucille. I threw my drink across the lawn. Thanks so much.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird, Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.